In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable.
Hey.
For Clara Dandy, life in the country promises peace and hope. But in her new house, these things are hard to find. Something sinister lurks in the woods and stalks her family. Clara relies on her faith and on the sixth sense of a respected psychic to fight a legion of lost souls. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. For nearly 200 years, the town of Hinsdale, New York, has had a kind of rural charm. Far from the concrete and crime of the city, the mountains keep their secrets.
You're going to love it. It's
for
so
Clara Dandy, Western New York is a rural paradise. Her family has vacationed here for years to escape the stress of their life in Buffalo.
That's it, I told you, see?
We figured the country was our redemption. We seemed to get along better there, and I thought, well, maybe we should move to a country place.
In 1970, a real estate agent suggests they look at a house for sale in the town of Hinsdale.
When we saw the house, I can't really describe the feeling we had because it was so peaceful. And the air was like breathing in champagne. It was great.
It's on 8 acres of land. Beautiful tree, beautiful mountains over there. They have campground. The house is over 100 years old.
Clara and her husband, Phil, are impressed with the house.
You can see.
It was gorgeous. It wasn't modern or anything, but it just glowed. It was just perfect for us. It was just perfect.
Let's go. I want to show you around.
We thought, okay, this is a good place for the family.
Look at the nice stairs over here.
The children, 13-year-old Tina and 14-year-old Mike, are excited about the move.
Buffalo's a tough town, and I'm not a tough guy. I was very much into wildlife, and so that was like just perfect for me. That's where I wanted to be.
It's a wonderful home.
Okay.
Beautiful house.
I'm sold. What's that door for?
Oh, let me show you. That's a crawl space of the house. I'll show it to you.
So what's in there?
It's like a storage. It won't be open for a while now. We can do this all the time.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about it now.
This thing is stuck. Probably hasn't been open in a while.
The crawl space was weird to me. It gave me a funny feeling. But I thought, okay, you know, it's just your city upbringing.
Open it up a little.
No.
Clara thinks it is strange that there's a fireplace in the storage area.
You can make a use for something.
A few months later, the Dandy family moves to the country. Phil plans to commute to his job in Buffalo, 70 miles away. Brother arrives at the house a few hours before the rest of the family.
don't know, sis. Look,
I came here.
What is that?
There were bees. They were all over the window in there. I mean, this place was flooded with them. I mean, so I went ahead. I called the exterminator to come out here.
He said he'd never seen so many bees in one place, and it wasn't the time of year for them to swarm. So I thought, okay, this is one of my first lessons. I'm going to have to learn to live with this, because this is the way it is in the country.
You guys sure you're
a few
going
weeks
right
later,
way?
Mike explores the woods with his new neighbors.
I guess so. So you guys ever get lost around here?
No way.
We know these woods like the back of our hand.
Which way is my house?
Up there.
No, it's that way. We could find it if we had to. What was that?
Probably nothing.
We saw a tall teenage boy walk past us with a gun.
Hey, this is private property.
That's a ghost.
What?
We wanted to catch up with this kid and say, what are you doing on our property? I could not explain how he could have just disappeared.
Why? It's just...
Mom, you won't believe what we just saw.
Hold on just a second. Hey, hold on just a second.
We saw a ghost, Mrs. D. Just like guy disappeared, so...
I was preoccupied with what I was doing.
I know what I saw, man.
I should have listened. I couldn't be bothered with a ghost.
Hey, a few weeks later... Clara has forgotten all about Mike's story.
Hear that? Did you hear that, Madison?
No. I stopped and I listened and I hear this chanting.
No. I said, I know I hear.
No.
I felt surrounded by something.
I know, I hear it. Madison, where are you going? Madison!
I say that is because things are a little crazy around here without you, you know?
Clara's husband calls from his workplace in Buffalo.
Oh, you can't?
She tells him about the strange sounds she heard in the woods.
I don't know that he was disbelieving, but he didn't entirely believe either.
Okay, all right, I will. Okay, bye.
So I was losing his support right there.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I heard this, the strange sound today. I went up to the woods and there was a strange sound, like a Gregorian chant.
Above our farm,
something like monks?
Was a campground.
Yeah.
I just thought, well, it's the campers. You know, there's campers up above there.
run. My mom said she heard the chanting over this way.
I decided to go up into the woods and find out what that was. The older of the neighbor boys decided he'd had enough. Matt and I were the skeptics, so we just kept going. It was slow going with the denseness of the underbrush.
I don't think anything's gonna happen.
Matt tries to meditate, thinking this may help him to contact the supernatural.
Not getting anything, Matt.
Just concentrate.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
I don't know.
It sounded like an axe hitting wood or something.
The strange experiences they've had in the woods.
Madison.
Alright. I'm so hungry.
So we had a great life, other than these weird things that happened, and it was too easy to explain them away and say, okay, that's alright. You know, maybe it's just something I don't understand.
Yeah, me too. Can I get some of those?
Thank you. Alright. We want to pass the burgers over this way.
Yeah.
A few nights later.
Any physical explanation. There's no gravitational shift or vortex that can cause something to come from the bottom of the pile and leave the top on there.
Hey, Mom! Mom, can you come in here?
What? My...
Mama, I was sleeping and this chest said and the checkers, they fell on me from under that stack of magazines. It fell from right under there.
Mike is very logical. And this didn't make sense to him.
Fears that whatever has been lurking in the woods is starting to invade her home.
Like, you know, all these strange things, like...
Clara turns to her faith for answers. She contacts Father Al, a Catholic priest at a nearby university.
But Father, this thing with Mike, I mean, he's running around scared now.
But I had to find out answers somehow so I could fight whatever this thing was. And the only way to go was find a professional, somebody who would study this.
Would you like for me to come by your house tomorrow and say a mass?
Is there anything I can do for you, Father?
You get the family together in here.
I went to a Catholic school and I was quite confident my faith could take care of it, whatever it was.
I'm gonna do mass.
It really bonded us closer in a way because we were together more for support.
We were all quite sure this was it. And we wouldn't have any more problem.
Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Clara's husband is away on business.
This figure passed by, and I thought it was my daughter.
Tina?
A woman with straight hair.
She's gone, sweetie. Whatever it was, it's gone, okay? Okay?
Clara realizes that the priest's blessing was ineffective.
It's gonna be okay, my love.
I thought, wait a minute. I've been taught that this works. I've been taught that a priest can come in and say a prayer and, you know, everything's okay. It did not work.
Father Al, may I help you?
Al, it's still happening. Yeah, this... No, Tina just saw something in her room.
Everything I had ever believed in suddenly was crashing around my feet.
Perhaps I could ask him to...
Father Al promises that he will bring a paranormal expert to the house as soon as possible.
I'm writing down everything that's happening because it's not stopped.
In the meantime, Clara knows she must keep her family calm.
Thank you, Father. All right.
I'm going to stay in control of myself. And if I can do that, then they'll be able to stay in control too.
That weekend, Mike is out with friends. Tina is asleep.
Found a dirty condenser back here, Mrs. Hagen. I cleaned it up for you, no charge.
You certainly hope so, considering your property.
What?
I heard something.
What the hell was that?
Phil and Clara hear something outside.
Damn it.
Raccoons.
Crazy.
I'm in defense mode. I'm in mama bear mode. Don't mess with my kids. You know, I was starting to get mad.
Don't leave this room.
Okay. Hello?
Mike calls home to ask if he can spend the night at a friend's house.
No. I don't think you can stay late.
When his mother tells him what's been happening, he rushes home and brings his friend Randy with him.
He's shaken. He's pale. He almost like he can hardly keep his hand on the steering wheel. I said, "What's wrong, Mike?" And he's just said, "Well, things are going on at the house that I can't understand."
My father's running like a chicken with his head cut off because he's gonna do battle with whatever's happening. Are we reaching some kind of communal psychosis or something? What's happening?
Quiet.
Wait, it's in there.
Quiet.
The overhead lights go out, even though the power is still on in other parts of the house.
I hear scratching.
I know it.
It's the crawl space.
Fireplace have been stacked in the middle of the floor.
No, nobody's been in this room.
Oh my God.
It took some doing to cart all those bricks all the way across the crawl space.
Oh my God.
I thought, I can't fight this thing. Whatever it is too strong.
To the house, accompanied by Alex Tanis, a respected psychic whose abilities were studied at the American Society for Psychical Research.
Alex Tanis was a real presence. When he looked at you, there was an intensity. It was like he was looking into your soul.
The family leads him to the crawl space.
Please, don't tell me anything.
What do you see?
I see bodies. Natural causes. Some were murdered. This property used to be a stopping point for stagecoach passengers. What I'm getting is that someone nearby robbed and killed the travelers. Their bodies were placed in the crawl space until they could be buried. I sense the presence of 7 different spirits.
It was freaky. It was really scary. And I thought, man, we got the guy. This is the guy. He knows what we're talking about.
Let us pray that these souls might find release.
Piece of the
puzzle. I think things are coming back.
Clara has renewed hope. The house feels more peaceful.
Whatever his presence did, it calmed the place down.
Mike and Randy are skeptical of the psychic story about the murdered travelers.
They were out here.
They search for proof of an old stagecoach route near the house.
Okay, so according to the map, the stagecoach went through here. Yeah, see, the tracker's all the way down that way.
They see a strange light in the trees.
This has got to stop.
I couldn't breathe. Something was pushing against me. Almost like somebody's having you in a bear hug, squeezing you.
Mike, what's going on? Where have you been?
Brandy and I, we went into the woods and...
Mike was...
While we were out there, we found an old road.
Oh, Lord, like, you know, something's going on.
And while we were out there, we saw these, like, these orbs of light in the trees.
We gotta do something. We gotta do something. I said, what? What on earth can we do?
Honey, it's dangerous.
We've gotta do something.
Guys, just go.
Mothers deal with, you know, cuts and bruises and falls and homework and stuff like that. They don't deal with things that can't happen and that couldn't have happened.
That there is nothing left to do but move out of the house. But this seems like an unrealistic solution.
There was really no place to go. We had sunk all our money into that house, and I didn't want to be beaten, neither did the kids.
A few days later.
Yes, are you Mrs. Dandy?
Yes.
Do you have a son, Mike?
Yes, I do.
There's been an accident.
We just took Michael to the
emergency room. Bad.
He has a serious head injury and a ruptured spleen. We're taking him to surgery now.
He was bleeding so bad, they said they'd have to remove his spleen.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, folks. I know it's a tough time for you. Yes. In the ambulance.
The state troopers who had gotten him out of the car said that Mike had said someone was in the car with him.
We've searched for a passenger, but we're unable to find anybody else at the scene.
He was by himself.
Weeks later, Mike wakes up from a coma.
Mike? Can you hear me?
Mom, Mike, I can't see.
Mike, just don't move, honey. I've been in a bed accident.
Maybe I was clutching at straws. Maybe I wanted somebody to blame. But my gut reaction was that whatever was in the house had done something.
Many people have died in this house.
Trackers on the
other. What?
There's been an accident.
Father Al and psychic Alex Tanis return to the house to make one final attempt to end the haunting.
I'm going to try and decipher the house. confession is good for the soul, even after death. Obviously, there are some spirits here that feel they have a story to tell. Okay.
God bless you, Father.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Psychic has a vision of one particularly angry spirit in the room.
The energy. A young woman is telling me she does not want to leave. The woman used to lock herself in this room and not come out. She does not want the other energies to leave. No. No, you must leave. You must leave. No, the answer is no. You must leave. You cannot stay in this house. You cannot stay.
Let go. Let go.
The psychic and the priest please, must try to release the negative energies in the house.
We'll start by holding hands.
Okay.
The priest prepares for a common exorcism, the most extreme action that he can take on his own authority.
Now release the energy that is evil.
He said there were multitudes of entities there. Whether these were people who were murdered there, I don't know. He didn't say that, but that was the implication.
Defend us in the conflict which we have to sustain against Prince.
This was the culmination.
Rulers of this world of darkness.
This was going to do it.
Against the spirits of wickedness in high places.
It had to work this time.
Come to the rescue of man whom God has created to his image and likeness, and who he has redeemed at a great price from the tyranny of the devil. Cease by your audacity, cunning serpent, to delude the human race, to persecute the church, to torment God's elect, and to sift them as wheat. This is the command made to you by the Most High God. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered among them that hate him. Flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish away as wax melted before the fire, so that we can perish at the presence of God. God the Father, God the
sun commands you. God, the Holy Spirit commands you.
What I remember was the feeling of, wow, they've got to go. I mean, this is strong. This is powerful.
For several months, the Dandy family lives in peace. But within the year, the haunting begins again. The family is forced to move. Unable to find a buyer for the house, they declare bankruptcy. Clara has come away from her experience, conflicted about her own religious beliefs.
I have trouble believing in anything anymore. I really do, because I think formal religions, maybe each one of them has a little bit of the truth, but none of them have it all. And not enough of them admit that this type of thing happens.